This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says a potential trade dispute with China could have negative consequences on the new farm bill Congress is currently working on. Politico says Congress may need to factor in possible trade disruptions while working on the new legislation. China announced that dozens of U.S. farm products, including soybeans and beef, could potentially face a 25% tariff if the U.S. follows through on its threat to put a 25% tariff on Chinese goods. The goal of the Trump administration is to force China to change its intellectual property practices. The Chinese announcement came as Perdue was on his third RV tour of rural communities. Perdue tried to reassure Ohio producers that the administration would not allow farmers to be casualties if the trade war escalates. However, he did say Congress may have to draw up a farm bill designed to help producers in case the dispute gets worse. He didn't go into great detail about what he thought Congress would need to add to the farm bill. Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts said last month that a special payment because of a trade dispute would complicate an already tough funding situation. USDA does have broad authority to distribute emergency funding to stabilize the ag economy if it becomes necessary. Well, at-large director for the Illinois Soybean Association, Austin Rinker of Moweekwa, agrees that the proposed tariff is bad news for U.S. soybean farmers. I caught up with Austin yesterday afternoon to hear his comments about the trade dispute and find out how things are going as he waits to start Plant 18.
Oh, no, we definitely seen the markets kind of respond there yesterday when it was announced overnight. I think we're down as low as 55 cents there at one point in time, but been kind of pleasant surprise here today to see things rebound as well as they have. But, you know, going forward with that possible tariff on soybeans, if they do come up with a date and there is a tariff going forward here in the future, no, without a doubt there could be some detrimental effects to Illinois agriculture.
So what does Illinois Soybean Association think about this? What is the message that you guys are trying to get out?
Well, without a doubt, China is an important market for us. You know, 25% of the soybeans raised here in Illinois will go overseas, and that's, you know, almost a $1.75 billion value. So without a doubt, very important to the Illinois farmers. So, you know, going forward, we just kind of like to see free trade and what we had before, because I think it's a real testament to how we have operated. We're very efficient at producing soybeans here in Illinois. We have a great infrastructure system, and we can move those soybeans very, very efficiently. And I think it's just been a really good relationship here so far on how we've worked with China, how we've grown that market over there. And farmers have a lot of dollars invested, you know, through their checkoff dollars in China. And that's just been a really spectacular market for us that continues to grow.
And I'd say a really important market. China imports a lot of your soybeans and soybeans from farmers across our state, so we definitely don't want to lose that relationship.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Illinois is the number one soybean producing state in the country, and just kind of a fun fact, if Illinois was its own country, we'd be the fourth largest country in the world in soybean production. So without a doubt, very, very important. And, you know, and soybeans touch a lot of different industries with Illinois and lots of different jobs. Just raising soybeans, crushing soybeans, and other related industries. Informa Economics did a study, and that equates to almost $28.3 billion in sales through all that different activity, and about 114,000 jobs within Illinois, so big business.
Yeah, very big and very important to Illinois' economy and the country's economy, I would say, as a whole. Austin, are you urging farmers to talk with their legislators to get the word out that we want to see this changed, or, you know, what can farmers do?
Well, I think you had a good comment there. I think, you know, talk with your local legislators, you know, going forward. Yeah, we don't want to disrupt our trade with China. I mean, you know, hogs are very, very important to us too. 74% of the meal that's crushed in Illinois is being fed to hogs here within the state. So, you know, that's our number one customer here in animal ag within Illinois, too. So, and agriculture is very dependent on exports and a very, very important market to us.
All right. Well, sounds great. And we hope that things turn around and that tariff is not put into place. I know there's a waiting period on that. Austin, it's been pretty wet. That's the conversation I'm having, whether it's with a farmer or an agronomist. Everybody's just kind of waiting for things to get started for Plant 18. How are things going on your farm, and what are you guys working on?
Yeah, I farm just south of Decatur, and no, we're pretty wet here right now. We actually got in the field the end of March, and ground conditions were really good, maybe just a little dry, but we were able to level up some tile lines and get our manure spread and get that kind of field work done, and we've really tapped the brakes here now. We've probably had a little over 5 inches here since the end of March, so we're pretty wet, and still just doing some equipment prep and trying to get things ready because we'll have to go pretty hard when the opportunity comes along, but look at that long-term forecast. I think it's probably going to be a couple weeks.
And I'm sure you are anxious for those couple weeks to be here and gone and warmer temps to start rolling.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sick of seeing snow in April. I didn't really think I was going to have to worry about that, but it's been a problem here for the first week of April.
Are you guys getting nervous yet as far as the timeline goes that we're going to be too late in the season, or are we still early enough that we've got time for things to dry out and it's not going to hurt the crops too much?
Well, I think we're early enough yet, and with the technology we have here on the farm, I think we've really kind of amazed ourselves here the last couple of years. We had just a tremendous amount of replant last year, and the corn was planted late, and that was some of the best corn on the farm. But when a farmer really has to, this corn crop could be planted within 4 to 5 days or a week on most farmers' operations here now with auto steer and high-speed planters and just everything we have at our disposal here now.
So we're still in good shape. We just need some warmer, drier weather soon. We can't continue with this cold stuff.
Oh, definitely. And we're seeing more guys kind of pushing planting date here on soybeans, too. It's been neat with that little bit of a nice weather at the end of March, seeing different guys playing around putting soybeans in the ground and trying to kind of play with planting date on soybeans. So it'll be kind of fun to see how that turns out for some guys.
Austin Rinker, at-large director for the Illinois Soybean Association from Moquegua. And we'll have more ag news in just a moment. The University of Illinois Dean of ACES is visiting Montgomery County today. Kim Kidwell has been the Dean of the College of Agriculture, Consumers, and Environmental Sciences since November of 2016. After accepting the position, Kim promised to visit every extension unit in person, and today is Unit 18's turn. The tour started at the historic courthouse in Hillsboro this morning. Other stops planned for the visit include farms in Fillmore and Pena, the Christian County Ag Career Day, and the U of I Dudley Smith Farm in Christian County. I did have a chance to catch up with the dean in Hillsboro this morning, and you can listen to our interview on Monday's Morning Farm Show. Well, looking at local ag-related events, a Dishing on the Farm Bill discussion will be held this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. at 4C Vineyards and Winery in Coffeen. This is being offered by the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, and they invite you to learn about politics behind your plate and what you can do to create change. Light refreshments will be provided. Again, that's a Dishing on the Farm Bill discussion taking place this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. at 4C Vineyards and Winery in Coffeen. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.